All right, so we're talking business plans, how to cross the finish line. We have Sabine St. Fleur. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Deshaun. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. So let's talk about your business. Go ahead and tell the audience what's the name of your business and why did you get started with that particular business?
All right. Hi, everyone. My name is Sabine St. Fleur, and I am the creator of Beanie's Lemonade. And why did I start this business, you ask? Well, this was my calling and my purpose. For a long time, my family and friends have always been complimenting me about the special way I make my lemonade. And because of that, they encouraged me so much where I come to a term where I said, let me start a business with the lemonade.
So, since you started your business, have you been able to identify any strengths and weaknesses about your business?
Oh my, yes, I have. And 2020, when COVID hit, the as far as weaknesses, everything dropped. My sales dropped, and during the pandemic, so I was having a hard time with buying the products, distribution, and the numbers for the restaurant were dropped. A lot of my vendors, because of pandemic, they don't want to be a vendor at the time because everyone is afraid of COVID. So then my numbers were declined. That's pretty much was my weakness during COVID 2020. But as far as my strength, we are a selling I'm selling a brand that is unique and is made with a different taste, natural, all organic. And my lemonade brand is it's not made of a powder. It's everything freshly squeezed. I saw it's lime and lemon, and just something I will feed my family, and then that's why I bring to my customers. So important, and the most importantly, the what make our brand stand out on the market is the Creole twist.
What does that entail? What's the Creole twist?
The only way you'll be able to tell as far as the Creole taste is when you taste the lemonade. It's unfortunate I cannot tell you now, but one day you will taste my lemonade. You'll be able to tell what it is. It's a special ingredient,
Right.
should I
Okay.
say.
Okay. I got you. I got you. So, what aspects of your company journey would you change if you can go back in time?
Ooh, yes, good question. Well, as far as for me, there's always room to improve. In the beginning, if I could go back in time, I would have opened a small cafe. Just because with opening a small cafe, then I'll be able to sell more lemonade to the customers.
What current challenges is your business facing now?
Ooh, my current challenges right now is my vendors. So, here's what my vendors are doing. Of course, they have the capital. They're able to invest and do different things. And as far as for me, I don't have the capital. But what they are doing, my vendors, it's so competitive. They're selling my brand, Beanie's Limited, into their restaurant. So when they notice that my brand is selling, my lemonade is selling, so then they stop me from bringing Beanie's Lemonade to their restaurant. And then so they start making their own in-house lemonade. So that is my current challenging right now. But of course, it could be a bit disappointing for me. But I'm just working hard, keep pushing at it, and then do the best that I can and promote myself more. And thank God I have five new vendors from, got when one door closed, another one already opened. So for me, it's been working for me just fine this way.
So, in closing, what have you learned about yourself while running your business?
Oh, well, what I've learned about myself, I can do a lot of things that impossible that I didn't think I could have, especially during COVID. I never knew that my brand now could be in stores and supermarkets. I've gone to trade shows with selling my lemonade, but I didn't know I had that in me. So being in business, to see myself pushing at it, going at it. It's making me believe that I can do more than I thought I couldn't, I guess. I wouldn't say if you should say.
Right, right. Well, I tell you what, it's been an absolute pleasure. I think we've been in contact throughout the years. I remember one time you reached out to me to see if you can get your product inside of Walmart, and I pointed you in the right direction. I want to thank you so much for being a part of this business plan, how to cross the finish line, showing people that, you know, if you stick to what you believe in, you can accomplish it. And sometimes you're going to have a little struggle, but you just can't give up. So Sabine, St. Fleur, thank you so much for joining me. Do you have any closing words for anyone?
Deshaun, thank you. Well, before we end, I am now launching a new Beanie's Grapefruit Juice. That's going to be out in May. This is the new brand, all natural, freshly squeezed, just like the lemonade, and it's the best. It's going to be out in May, so look out for it, and it tastes real good.
Okay, well, I'm going to definitely reach out to some of my business colleagues in Florida to see if they can come by the store, or you can deliver some lemonade to them. That'd be fantastic.
Oh my God, Deshaun, that's very sweet of you. Thank you so very much. You know, I really appreciate you. Like you said, over the years, I did reach out to you and you did help me out and give me some good ideas as far as what I can do to promote the business. And I'm glad I had found you via Facebook, and that was during COVID too.
Yeah. So thank you so much for doing this. I know you have a busy schedule. I'm not going to hold you. I greatly appreciate you for your time.
Oh, no. Thank you, Deshaun. This has been a joy for me, and I'm grateful for you.
No problem.
Thank you.
Have a nice night.
Thank you. You too.